two, one. And we're going to overtime.
Hour number one's in the books, and it's time for hour number two. And what do? We talk about Razorback baseball. And to help us do that, let's go to the Arkansas Mailing Services Hotline and join Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Bob's going to be watching the Tennessee-Arkansas game this weekend, aren't you, Bob?
I'll be out there some, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, let's break this down, Bob. I tell you, when you look at the numbers for this game this weekend, the Hogs, they need a sweep, I think, in order to get a regional. When you look at the paper and you see the numbers, it kind of seems like this would be the weekend for that to happen.
Well, yeah, it's definitely possible. I mean, they're playing Tennessee and Auburn in their last two regular season series. And then they've got the SEC tournament, too, although I'm not sure how much you do at the tournament, good or bad, influences a regional or not. I mean, Mississippi State won the SEC tournament last year and got sent to Miami. So, and there's, you know, Arkansas has gone out early there and gotten a regional. I think usually by then the hay's kind of in the barn. But, yeah, Tennessee's not – I mean, they're not a very good team, certainly record-wise. They're 6-16 in the league. I was looking it up, but – they've been swept by Vanderbilt, South Carolina, and Ole Miss, who are all excellent teams. Definitely Arkansas could sweep them, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised if they swept them. But I don't think you can say, well, they're definitely going to sweep them or get the house in there or something. Because, you know, baseball, just the way it's set up, I mean, it's an old saying, but I think it's pretty true that the best teams, you know, win two-thirds of their games, or they're going to lose a third of their games, or every team's going to lose a third of their games, every team's going to win a third of their games, and then it's what you do with that other third that determines if you're a great team or good or average or whatever. But so Arkansas could definitely sweep, but I don't think you can sit there and say, well, just because Tennessee's got a lousy record, Arkansas is going to sweep. Baseball just doesn't work that way.
And looking at Auburn and Tennessee now, what are those two teams? I mean, do they have a chance to make a regional where if Arkansas was to go out there and not play well, or if we do play well, you know, does that give them a better chance to get to a regional?
You talking about Auburn and Tennessee?
Yes. Do they have a chance for postseason play?
Well, really, their only chance is to probably win the SEC tournament, and they're still actually playing. I don't think either team's qualified for the tournament. I mean, there's 14 teams in the SEC now, and only 12 qualify for the tournament. So it's a pretty big stigma if you don't make it. It's like you're two out of 14 that don't get to do something. That's kind of a rough deal. So. David Arnn pointed out a couple weeks ago when you looked at Arkansas playing teams like Georgia and Tennessee and Auburn down the stretch, and he said, hey, those guys are going to be fighting like crazy because they don't want to make the tournament because there's such a stigma attached to not making the tournament. Plus, if you get in and get hot, who knows what can happen.
Right.
So I think Tennessee and Auburn both still have work to do. So in other words, they've got a lot to play for. You could even argue they've got more to play for than Arkansas because Arkansas knows they're in a regional. Now they're trying to get home field advantage, but these other teams are literally fighting for the postseason life. So, you know, whatever they got, you know, in the tank, I think Arkansas is going to get it. It's just a matter of whether or not these teams are good enough to beat them.
Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette joining us on Overtime. Bob, there's six seniors on this team: Matt Vinson, Randall Fant, Trent Daniel, Tyler Wright, Cade Lynch, and Jacob Mahan. These guys have really kind of helped hold this team together and make a small run here at the end of the season. Let's talk a little bit about Matt Vinson, though. He's hitting .298 on the season. He's going to have to come up big this weekend as far, because we've seen where the Razorbacks have not hit the ball all that great this year.
Yeah, really, this is a whole, I think they're batting under .270, which, you know, they'd like to be hitting a little better than that. Obviously, things have changed with the bats, and also, as Dave Van Horn pointed out the other day, the balls aren't as live in college as they probably are in the professional ranks, whether it's minor leagues or majors. But, yeah, Arkansas has been kind of in a hitting slump here of late. Some people might say all season for a lot of these guys, but yeah, I mean, Matt Vinson, first and foremost, he's a great outfielder. I mean, people probably remember the great catch. He's made a lot of great catches, but the one that really stands out is when he reached over the wall, climbed the wall, and then reached over it and dropped an Alabama player for home run last year. But he's a guy that he was hitting well over 300 earlier in the year, and he's kind of been struggling here of late. And they really need to get some of these guys going. It's like Dave said, that they know these guys can hit. They just need to start hitting now and not wait till they're playing minor league ball later in the summer, talking about the seniors and drafting local juniors. Guys like Matt, like Dominic Ficicello, especially guys. Jake Wise has been, you know, hovering around that 200 mark. Their catcher, he's a great catcher, although he did have a real good hitting series at Kentucky last week. So, yeah, they kind of need collectively these guys to come alive, because the days of you know, hitting 90 home runs. Those days are long gone. Teams are hitting, you know, 25, 30 home runs about this stage of the season now. So Arkansas, they'll get a home run every now and then, but they need some hits to be able to put some good innings together.
And, Bob, you were talking about the baseball purist-type way of looking at it, where you're going to lose a third of your games, you're going to win a third, and it's what you do with those other thirds. And they also say that things even out, you know. So if we're not hitting, that eventually that will come around. And my question is to you is the talent there? Are we expecting too much, or are we just not getting these timely hits that we need?
Well, no, yeah, I agree. I think the talent's there. I mean, I don't think they're the best hitting team in the country or in the SEC or anything like that, but I think they do have talented hitters. I mean, like Dominic Fickichel, for instance, you know, he had 3-4. He's a freshman, had a bit of a fall-off last year, hit about 290, I think. And then he had the oblique injury that sidelined him early this year, and he's a switch hitter, and he couldn't bat left-handed for a while, and so he's having to go, you know, righty on righty, which he hadn't done since he was probably a little kid or something, And it's really set him back, and he's had his moments where he's had some good games, but he's really had trouble stringing three or four or five together. And, you know, maybe it's time for him to start doing that because, you know, he's a quality hitter. It just hadn't happened for him yet. And, you know, like I said, Matt Vince was hitting 300 earlier in the year. And they've got, you know, Brian Anderson just around. They've got some good hitters. And Tennessee, frankly, has struggled, you know, with pitching there. Their ERA to the team's over 5 runs a game. So, I mean, it wouldn't shock me at all if Arkansas's hitters get going this weekend. I think I think the hitters are better than what they're showing, and Tennessee's a good team to break out against, too.
Tonight's game features Barrett Aston on the mound. He's 4-2 on the year with a sub-2 ERA. And, you know, when you look at this Razorback pitching staff, they've got a team ERA of 1.77, the best in the country. That's why when I look and say that you're going to get a sweep, you could possibly get a sweep this weekend, it relies on this pitching staff because they've done it all season long.
Yeah, I don't see. I mean, Tennessee has been a good scoring team, but also their ballpark's a bit, certainly a much more of a hitter's ballpark than Bump Stadium. But yeah, you feel like Arkansas, those pitchers are always going to keep you in the game. You know, it was kind of a shock a few weeks ago when they let A&M 3-1 late and they gave up a grand slam. That was just very, in the eighth inning, that's very, very unlike their bullpen to do that. And so, yeah, they got quality starters. They got quality middle relievers. They got quality, you know, closer. Colby Sugg is a great closer now. He's healthy. And Dave Van Horst talked about it. He really feels like a big league manager, the way he can, you know, mix and match. You watch a big league game, and he'll, you know, a manager will bring in a right-hander to face a right-hander and then a left-hander to face a left-hander. And Dave's really got that kind of depth where he can bring in two or three guys in an inning just to get one or two guys out. And so, yeah, I think Arkansas's pitching certainly gives them a chance to win any series. They won 6-8 SEC series, and in 2 they lost 6 training games on Sunday. So, you know, certainly if they get into a regional and a super regional, they can beat anybody with their pitching. I'm not saying they will or would, but certainly the pitching gives them a chance to beat anybody.
Bob, we've talked about how hard it is to sweep a team, but, you know, this Razorback team, they seem to have trouble closing out that third game or if they've won one and they've split the other two. What has been the mindset as far as trying to close out in a series with 3 straight wins?
Well, obviously, they want to do it. I think anybody, even, you know, Vanderbilt's 21-2 in the SEC, and I'm sure, you know, they go in thinking, well, let's win the series first. That's everybody's goal. But, yeah, certainly Arkansas was right on the cusp of sweeping Kentucky last week, and Kentucky just come off beating 2 or 3 at Ole, winning 2 or 3 at Ole Miss. So, even though their record isn't the greatest, they're a good team. They're ranked in the top 25, and the Arkansas, like, you know, they went 26 2/3 innings without making an error, and then Jordan Ferris, who really has helped solidify the infield as a freshman second baseman, he booted a ground ball, and they ended up keeping the inning alive, and then they scored 300 runs and won the game. So that's when you're kind of shaking your head, but it's hard to feel bad when you go on the road and beat a good team 2 or 3 at their place. But yeah, there definitely been some tough losses for us. So whether it was that Friday night game day, and then we talked about the grand slam or that Sunday loss to Kentucky. But you know, by and large, they've done a pretty good job, especially on the road in the SEC.
He's Bob Holt from the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Bob, always great insight. Appreciate you joining us on Overtime.
Okay, good talk to you guys.